Yes, same old story from Hollow Ever Days. Well, it's not the same old story here on 2SER, as I'm sure you'll be reassured to know. In fact, this story is about last week. A Senate committee called on the government to suspend Centrelink's controversial debt recovery program, commonly known as RoboDebt. The program has seen thousands of people around the country incorrectly issued letters stating they owed money to Centrelink. Now, these people then forced to prove through their own documentation that the debt was not theirs. Now, the Community and Public Sector Union has called for the government to adopt the recommendations from the Senate inquiry and for more funding of the Department of Human Services. Now, Lisa Newman is the CPSU Deputy National President, and she joins me now to discuss the issue. Welcome on the show, Lisa.
Good morning.
So, just take us through, because the robo-debt recovery system was a huge story in January this year, but it's kind of seemed to slip out of the consciousness. So, what are some of the flaws of the robo-debt system, and why are the government resisting the Senate committee's suggestions?
Look, the robo-debt system didn't happen in isolation. This is a department that has lost approximately 5,000 jobs over the last 5 years, and the process that has been so problematic, called RoboDebt, has been a direct result of those staffing cuts. So they have had to design a process that removes human oversight. So whereas prior to this decision, the department would have sought particularly income information from employers before it contacted clients over alleged debts, that process was removed, and essentially they have been seeking information directly from people that have received payments. So they've removed a really important step from the system that would involve employers who are obviously have legal requirements over the amount of information they hold and for when, and have put that administrative task on a group of people that are least likely and able to be able to provide them the information and the detail they require.
Okay, and just thinking about this idea of automated debt recovery, is the CPSU happy enough to have that adopted as a practice?
Look, we're not a union that stands in the way of technology, and we know that the way that citizens are interacting with government continues to evolve. However, there are processes where quality standards absolutely must be ensured, and this is yet another example of where lack of staffing and lack of foresight have visited a level of distress and angst on the community that is just unacceptable.
Okay. Do you think, though, that I suppose a lot of the issues you're raising here are to do with the staffing cuts? Do you think that the system itself was set up to fail, regardless of how many staff would have been overseeing such a program?
Look, in terms of the technology that they use, it hasn't changed. The main changes to the robo-debt system have been on the levels of human oversight. So you're never going to be able to get any algorithm to sort through what are very complicated people's lives and the circumstances in which they face. That is something that requires human oversight, and there's no shortcutting that. And when you do try, this is the result of it.
Okay. Now, aside from staffing cuts, are there any other issues or other changes that the CSPU wants to see made through the RoboDebt program?
Look, we're really concerned that the confidence in the government's ability to deliver basic services has been eroded through this and other instances of poor administration. And, you know, at the end of the day, the jobs that our members do are really important, not only for the services they provide their community, but also for the life and economic blood of their communities as well. They're good jobs. So they're really important to keep. And when we see governments talk about the need for regional job security, they've got an opportunity and a responsibility to lead by example, and they're failing to do that.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3. My guest is Lisa Newman. She's the CPSU Deputy National President and joins me to discuss the issue of the Centrelink robo-debt recovery system. Now, I just ask Lisa, are there any lessons that can be learned fundamentally overall about debt recovery systems that are this assumption that you owe the debt to Centrelink without them having to prove it? Rather, the assumption is that the accused has to prove their innocence. It's almost as if we've reverted our presumption of innocence when it comes to owing debt here.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, if a private sector company were to operate on that business model and on those presumptions, they would quite rightly deserve not to be supported. Now, these are services that are critical to the cohesion of communities and deal with some of the people going through really traumatic experiences in their life and some very vulnerable people. So we have to be sure that as a community, those services can be delivered effectively and efficiently. And, you know, we're happy as a union to work with the government and have got a demonstrated runs on the board in that respect for working with them to make sure that the services are operating effectively. But this is not the way to do it. And that's why there's been such a strong community backlash.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for your time, Lisa Newman. It was a pleasure talking to you.
No worries. Thank you.
Yes, that was Lisa Newman there, who is the Deputy National President of the Community and Public Sector Union. It's called for the government to adopt the recommendations from a Senate inquiry that demanded that the Centrelink robo-debt recovery scheme was stopped, or the system of debt recovery was stopped immediately because of the errors that have been laden within it. It's definitely been a sore point for the government. Well, if you want to hear the rest of that interview, or rather the interview again, maybe you only heard the last bit of it and you want to hear what Lisa had to say earlier, that's fine. You can check it out on our website, 2ser.com, and that'll be put up through our Twitter as well, at 2ser. If you've got any thoughts you want to share with us, just as we hand over to the illustrious Funk program, Back to Funk, do feel free to share them with us via Twitter as well. In the meantime, though, I've got another song for you. Here's Carnations from Palehound. From their album, A Place I'll Always Go.